Welcome. Are you ready to take a journey with me into knowledge, enlightenment, and discovery? Then let's journey again together. This is your host, Rebecca Jernigan, and you're listening to Journeys with Rebecca.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Journeys with Rebecca, and I am Rebecca Jernigan. My very special guest today is Dr. Eric Pearl, and in just a minute, I'll get back with more of him in just a second. But I urge you now to go to the website. That's journeyswithrebecca.com. Now, there you can find out more information about this afternoon's guest and, of course, also all of my past guests. We do try to keep the website updated regularly, so check back often. Okay, about tonight's guest, Dr. Eric Pearl. You know, as a doctor, Eric ran a highly successful chiropractic practice for 12 years until one day when patients began reporting that they felt his hands on them, even though he hadn't physically touched them. Now, for the first few months, his palms blistered and they bled slightly, and patients soon reported seeing angels and receiving miraculous healings from cancers, AIDS-related diseases, cerebral palsy, chronic fatigue syndrome, birth disfigurements, and other serious afflictions. Now, all of this occurred when Eric simply held his hands near them, and to this day it continues. Now, his patients' healings have been documented in 6 books to date, including Eric's own international bestseller, The Reconnection, Heal Others, Heal Yourself. Now, Dr. Pearl does have a number of appearances scheduled here in my hometown, which is Kansas City. He's going to be here May 31st, and that's going to be at the Communiversity. And also on June 1st, he's going to have a book signing at the Aquarius Bookstore. Now, on June 2nd through the 4th is a Level 1 and 2, which is a Reconnective Healing Seminar. And then he will be back the following weekend for a Level 3 Reconnection Seminar with Doug DeVito. Now, all of this information is available on the website. That's journeyswithrebecca.com. And you're going to be able to find where Dr. Pearl will be. Hopefully, he'll be in an area near you. I urge you to definitely go check out the website. His actual web address is called TheReconnection.com. Again, that's TheReconnection.com. You are not going to want to miss tonight's show at all. Very spectacular, so don't go away, and we'll be right back.
Schedule your private psychic reading with Rebecca, a truly gifted intuitive and clairvoyant, and the host of Journeys with Rebecca radio show. Call 1-888-958-2768. That's 1-888-958-2768. Where will your life's journey take you?
Want to know what's on my coffee table? The latest issue of Fate Magazine. Hi, this is Rebecca. You know, Fate Magazine provides a one-of-a-kind reading experience. Published continuously since 1948, Fate is the only publication to consistently supply its loyal readership with a broad array of true accounts of the strange and unknown, from psychics and spiritualists to archaeological hotspots and fringe science, from authoritative UFO and paranormal investigations to readers' personal mystic experiences. Fate articles are factual, informative, and entertaining. Fate's unique mix serves the growing audience of people seeking both answers and entertainment. Find out more about Fate, and to subscribe, log on to www.fatemag.com or call 1-800-728-2730.
More than talk, it's entertaining insight and discoveries. You're listening to Journeys with Rebecca.
Welcome back, and you're listening to Journeys with Rebecca. And I am very pleased and honored to welcome to the show Dr. Eric Pearl, author of the latest book, as The Reconnection, Heal Others, Heal Yourself. It is my distinct pleasure. Hello, Dr. Pearl. How are you this evening?
Hi, I'm wonderful. How are you?
You know what? I am very well. I'm even better now that we're having this conversation. You know, I've been looking at your itinerary, Guy. I am telling you, you are a very busy man these days.
Yeah, I am. I live in hotels. I'm on the road about 45 weeks a year. I can't get to all the countries where the book is being published, because I try to bring seminars there, but you know, it's already going up, I think, into about its 19th country. So we're doing the best we can with what we got.
That's right. 15 languages, right?
Actually, it'll be moving into its 19th language, potentially, by the end of the year.
All right. Well, congrats.
Yeah,
well, I guess what we need to do, Dr. Perles, maybe is to kind of give everybody an idea of what it is that the reconnection really is. And before you get started on that, I just want to make a couple of statements to you. I had the opportunity to start reading your book, and it's absolutely mesmerizing. You're a brilliant, brilliant writer besides being a brilliant healer. So your writing skills are just tremendous. You capture the attention, being down to earth, being very communicative. I appreciate that about the book. So we're going to also, just so everyone knows, at the end of the show, we're going to let everyone know where you're going to be. You're going to be coming to my hometown next week, which is on May 31st, here in the Kansas City area. And it'll all be posted to the website, as we talked about. And I'm just excited. I'm going to come and see you in person instead of just doing this over the microphone here. So it'll be lots of fun. So we're really excited. But you have had quite an unusual life. Very different, and you know, you explain your process with a really no holds barred. You talk about the good and the bad, so it's pretty interesting how balanced your story is. And I think maybe that might be a good place to start if you'd like to, is to kind of talk about where you came from as to how this all developed for you, because it's a very unique situation.
I'll do it in a very short form, because if I try to tell the whole story, it'll take at least an hour and a half. I was a chiropractor, and somewhere in my 12th year of practice, a few odd things happened. I ended up being awakened in the middle of the night by a lamp next to my bed. It turned itself on, and simultaneously I felt as if there were people in my home. So I got up looking very bravely with a knife, a can of pepper spray, and a Doberman pincher, and couldn't find anyone, yet I still felt clearly that someone was there. It's a very unusual feeling. And I did end up going to sleep finally. I just knew I could look all night and I'd never find them, so I went back to sleep. And the next day I went into work, and with that Monday when I went into work, seven different patients of mine insisted that they felt people in the room with us, I guess just like I had felt in my house. And no one had ever said that to me before. And they're insisting, one of them said, you know, some of them said it felt like they were standing in the room, walking in the room, running in the room, and two of them actually looked at me and said it felt as if someone were flying around the ceiling. Then other patients on that day started telling me that they could feel my hands before I touched them, and I said, oh yes, sure you can, close your eyes. So they'd close their eyes, and I'd hold my hands places, and they'd tell me, right ankle, left shoulder, so that sort of became a game because, well, it was my office and I could have whatever game I wanted. As that progressed, as I sort of played with that a little bit, my palms blistered a couple of times, and my palm actually bled once, not like a stigmata, but more as if you accidentally take a pin or a needle and stick your hand, that little bit of blood that comes out. And soon patients started reporting healings or getting up out of wheelchairs, not all of them, but a lot of them, and coming in showing me laboratory results of their cancers having vanished and vision returning and hearing and all these things that sound like they only go on in a bad film. And they said to me, what did you do? And I said, nothing, and don't tell anyone, which went over about as big as Nancy Reagan just saying no to drugs. Everyone started coming in from everywhere going, I'll have what she had. And the next thing I know, I'm getting calls from hospitals and universities asking me what I did, and I'm saying again, I don't know. As more and more people started coming in for this, they started asking me to teach it, and I said, teach it? I mean, you know, no one left me a book of instructions. How the heck do you teach this stuff? But we realized that, well, what happened was I started getting a lot of phone calls from patients after they had been in to see me, explaining that when they got home, they walked into their house and their lamp or television or stereo or computer started turning itself on and off and on and off, and they felt strange sensations in their hands, and they would hold their hands by someone in their family, and the grandfather could walk again after the stroke, and the uncle regained his speech, and all these different things started to clue us into the fact that once you interact with these new, what we call reconnective healing frequencies, you then begin to carry them. And this is what they began to demonstrate at the University of Miami and Jackson Memorial. Did a different study there. University of Arizona and some of the other places where we've been doing research. So we now give seminars all around the world. The gift of healing tends to be transmitted to people through almost the immediacy of the interaction. I mean, to some degree, it's probably happening with people listening to your show right now. And then we show people how to become strongly conscious of it and clear. So we take the subtle out of subtle energy and make it about as clear and easy as real and real as it is to pouring a glass of water from your sink.
So the way that I'm viewing this from what you're saying, it's kind of like it's like a communicable thing. It's like you pass it along.
I don't
along.
Want to use that word. It makes it sound like a disease.
Yeah, but
yes.
It's not. But it's like
you could catch it.
Yeah, you can. What a wonderful gift to catch. Can I have some?
Really?
I'm serious. That's excellent. So,
well, you will interact with it, because I'll do healing demonstrations at the Aquarius book signing thing too, where you're going to be.
Wonderful.
So I mean, I do demonstrations of the healings throughout the week. And then we do the seminar on the weekend. The one thing is, I've got to tell you, this is your city, so maybe you know someone there, but I went to Cleveland Chiropractic College in Los Angeles, and I know that you've got Cleveland Chiropractic College there in Kansas City, but I don't know anyone connected with them, because I love when I speak at chiropractic colleges, you see the students' eyes light up, or when I do it at medical schools and osteopathic schools. It's so wonderful to make a change. You know, there's something that's referred to by many as the 10-10-80 principle, and I don't know that the numbers are accurate, but the concept is here. And what they'll say is 10% of the people in the world are going to listen to and believe anything and everything we say, as long as it's related to, you know, spirituality and metaphysics. They're totally non-discerning, you know, of a choir. 10% of the people aren't going to listen to anything, whether we show them 100 double-blind randomized controlled studies or not. They'll cover their eyes and their ears and, you know, never argue with a fool. But 80% of us are sufficiently grounded and yet open to say, you know, say something and I'll listen if it begins to make sense. Show me something that makes sense and I'll take a step or two into the room, continue to make sense, and I'll have a seat and, you know, and maybe learn something. And this is the group that's so exciting to talk to. The bulk of us who are opening now to a new clear understanding of consciousness that is being supported in today's research, thank God.
Oh, I so agree with that statement. I do, and I'm so glad that you said that. Now, I want to get back to the Cleveland Chiropractic College. One of my doctors here is a chiropractor, mm-hmm. does a lot of holistic health with me. He's just got some miraculous techniques that he uses. And he's not in the school, obviously, anymore. He's a graduate. But, there's some pretty good doctors coming out of there. I really enjoy the fact that you started out as a chiropractor as well. I think chiropractors have a different, unique perspective on the physical health of a human being anyway, as opposed to maybe some other types of doctors, not bashing the medical industry whatsoever. That wasn't a negative statement.
No. And I'm not either. You know, we need all of our health care disciplines. We need each of them. It's that we run into problems when one discipline thinks that it knows the answer for another. That's when it's problematic. It would be like asking a Protestant whether or not they recognize Catholicism. It doesn't really matter, because neither opinion invalidates the Pope, you know? And so when medicine thinks that they can speak on chiropractic, that's when, you know, they make their big errors, just as when chiropractic thinks that it can speak on medicine.
Exactly. Well, let's talk about this energy, this shift, or this awakening, or this what do you want to call it?
Well,
there is a kind of nondescript, and it's everything. I'm not quite sure what.
You know, because this is so big that there's it can't be defined in black and white linear terms. It's actually, we have to take a few steps backwards and see a larger picture. It's like a painting. We need to see more and more of the painting, and then we begin to understand more of what comprises it. We'll lead into this. There are, and we'll talk about this shift that you're talking about in time that we're going on with. The researchers tend to feel that reconnective healing is here on the planet, they said to me, for the very first time. And I'm thinking to myself, this is a very weird thing for scientists to be saying. I said, how can you make a statement such as that? And they said, well, you really need to understand two basic concepts. Concept A is that although we were raised being told we were three-dimensional, in the year 2000, science came around to acknowledge what Einstein and others had been saying all of this time, which is that we are truly four-dimensional beings. We didn't grow a new dimension. We've always been four-dimensional. It's just that science didn't recognize the fourth dimension for a long time because it didn't look the way they expected a dimension to look. The three dimensions are height, width, and depth, and so you can see those. They couldn't see time. So it took a while getting into quantum physics and working out consistently to really demonstrate it, that we are now officially four-dimensional beings as we've always been. So that's concept A, to imagine us as playing in our little four-dimensional playground in the multidimensional universe, and we're within the little boundaries of height, width, depth, and time. And we have a certain capacity in our playground to receive things from the universe. And some of the wonderful gifts we've received have been subsets of energy healing. Reiki, Jinshin, Qigong, Jure, Mahjong, Beijing, ABC, XYZ, EFG techniques, whatever you want to call them. Okay. And each of these techniques have allowed us to access a given subset of energy towards energy healing, hence the term energy healing. Now, here's the second concept we need to understand. And I assume, Rebecca, you've heard that time is moving faster, right?
Yeah, I've made that statement myself.
Well, there are two different ways of looking at it. We're not talking about as we get older, the summers come more quickly.
Right.
No, I mean, time is actually, sure how to fully understand this, but time is actually moving faster, is the lay term for it. It's the shift in time, what's referred to as the shift or shift of the ages. But actually, technically, if you speak with the people involved in the research of this, what they'll say is faster is not an accurate term, because if we were just moving faster with time, we'd be getting less accomplished, and we're actually accomplishing more. Time is actually expanding.
Yeah, there it
is. That's what's technically going on. It's expanding. Now, overlay these two concepts. Concept A, here we are in our four-dimensional playground in the huge multidimensional universe, and at least one boundary or border of our playground, the time side, is expanding. So then common sense says, what's happening to our capacity to receive here? Now, it's expanding along with it. And so suddenly, instead of just being able to hold on to so many given subsets of energy healing, we find that we're receiving the full spectrum of energy healing coming in, and it's beginning to function in a different way. And just when we got excited about that, we saw that more came in beyond energy. When the energy and the healing spectrum we are now accessing goes even beyond the part of energy that we didn't have before, into energy, light, and information, the principles of the photon. Now, our rules change. The laws by which this function turn upside down and inside out. For instance, if you're working in a room with someone doing a form of energy healing and you sort of pull your hand away from that, energy gets weaker with distance. I'm not talking about healing over great distances like, you know, different states. I mean, within that same proximal room, energy weakens with distance. This becomes stronger with distance. it's no longer subject to the frailties and weaknesses of technique healing. I mean, you know, the first weakness of technique healing is that you've got to get out of the technique. Any good master will tell you that in order to achieve mastery, you must jettison, you must release that technique. In order to ride a bicycle, you've got to take the training wheels off eventually to master something. And a lot of us get lost in the technique because it's an insecurity about letting it go, because we're fed fear-based concepts on healing that are disguised to look like ritual of love and beauty and abundance. So what happens is, once we tie into what's out there in the universe in a larger spectrum that we can receive here, we get to let go of the techniques and the intelligence of God or love or universe or whatever word makes you happiest, is what guides and mediates and determines the form that the healing takes.
Okay, so, you know, I'm looking at, and the word that I couldn't quite get a hold of in my mind when you were talking about this was the expansion. That makes absolute perfect sense. When time speeds up, you know, I experience it a lot. It's like, you know, time is speeding up. It's faster. It's moving. But yet, I seem to be able to accomplish. And I never looked at it as far as an expansion. So that's, you know, now that just opens my little brain. You just opened my little brain right there. And I appreciate that. Thank you so much. What do
well,
I owe
sure.
you for that?
You know, one way to see, because what's actually happening, what's funny is in our timing is that, on one hand, we're just recognizing that we're four-dimensional. It's not new. We've always been four-dimensional. So on one hand, we're just working to recognize that we're four-dimensional. And yet on the other hand, we're evolving into being fifth-dimensional beings. Now, part of this is how you can understand the expansion of time. Because we think of time as faster, because we see everything here as linear, beginning, middle, and end. But what happens is everything is simultaneous. So faster now is opening up in all directions at once. And therein lies the comprehension of the expansion concept.
Gotcha. 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 Now my little brain's wrapping around that. Conceptually, I grasp it. I truly do. And I know that there's people out there that are listening. You speak that very eloquently, by the way. You put it in very good terms so people can understand that.
You know, we don't communicate well unless we use basic English. I've discovered. Now, as a matter of fact, are you familiar with Lynn McTaggart?
You know the name is familiar.
Lynn McTaggart is a best-selling author, and one of her books that is out right now, she's coming out with a new one, but one that's out right now is called The Field, The Quest for the Secret Force of the Universe.
Right.
Now, what Lynn has done is she's interviewed many of the great scientists, the great researchers in quantum physics.
Okay, now wait just a second here, because we're just about out of time, so let's bring that back, and we'll talk about that quantum physics when we come back. You guys, do not go away. You're not going to want to miss another moment of this one. Hang on. Hi, this is Rebecca. You know, it's easy to keep up with all the latest Journeys news, my upcoming guests. Just sign up to receive the Journeys newsletter. It's free, and you will never receive any junk mail. Your email is never sold or distributed. So keep up to date the easy way. Just log on to my website, journeyswithrebecca.com, and at the bottom of the main page, you'll see the box. Type in your email address, and you're done. And once a week or so, you'll receive all the latest Journeys news.
Get your intuitive reading from Rebecca. Call now to set up your appointment for a personal and private reading at 1-888-958-2768. That's 1-888-958-2768.
Don't forget to visit Rebecca's website. Find out all the latest Journeys news, upcoming guests, and more. Log on to www.journeyswithrebecca.com and join in the journey.
Close your eyes for a moment and imagine you're away from it all on a remote, unspoiled beach somewhere. Take a deep breath and enjoy the warm sea air. Sunlight streams through the palm trees as gulls call out from above. A real paradise like this isn't easy to come by, but it does still exist. And with your help, places like this one can last forever. You see, the Nature Conservancy works locally with communities, businesses, and people like you to preserve the most precious natural places around the world. They protect the animals that live there, the plants that grow there, and even the water. That way, this beautiful place will be beautiful forever. And we'll make sure that closing your eyes will never be the only way to get there. I'm Paul Newman. Help the Nature Conservancy save the last great places.
Visit the Nature Conservancy at nature.org. That's nature.org.
Check out Rebecca's website for the latest Journeys news and more. Log on to www.journeyswithrebecca.com.
Welcome back, and you're listening to Journeys with Rebecca, and how exciting. We have Dr. Eric Pearl here talking about the reconnection. We left you all hanging in the last segment when we were talking about Lynn McTaggart's interviews, or I guess you would call them interviews, or work with quantum physics researchers or scientists. Was that right?
Right.
Okay.
You know, what she's done is she's interviewed and explored and had explained what so many people have discovered, and she talks about the work of Fritz Popp and Carl Pribram and all sorts of people that she's interacted with and studied, and she takes it out of the language of physics and puts it into English so we can begin to understand things. All right, and it's very fascinating. I'm just going to give you a little bit of the prologue of the book so you can understand what this is, because it's time. It's important that, you know, people put down their turbans and crystal balls and stop wearing moon and star earrings and eating bowls of dirt with chopsticks and, you know, look into the reality of what we're doing. For instance, one thing, for instance, is that, you know, in the 1920s, they claimed to have disproven the existence of an etheric field, which, of course, is the silliest thing in the world because, you know, if nothing is separate and distinct. The entire field, we are all concentrations of various intensities of information. We are informational exchange. That's who and what we are comprised of. And today, science has recognized what is referred to as the letters ZPF, zero-point field, is this all-knowing field of intelligence that they're pretty much set on, that even our memories do not reside in our brain. Our brain accesses this field, such as our computers access the internet. But here, listen to the beginning of this. We are poised on the brink of a revolution as daring and profound as Einstein's discovery of relativity. At the very frontier of science, new ideas are emerging that challenge everything we believe about how our world works and how we define ourselves. Discoveries are made that prove what religion has always espoused, that human beings are far more extraordinary than an assemblage of flesh and bones. At its most fundamental, this new science answers questions that have perplexed scientists for hundreds of years. At its most profound, this is a science of the miraculous. What we've discovered are so many fascinating things. For instance, our brains communicate through quantum frequency and energy exchange with the universe through this zero-point field. Now, what's so important about this, Rebecca, is this is how we heal not only within ourselves, but how we can interact as healing facilitators for others. So in other words, healing is through quantum frequency and energy exchange in our bodies, not through chemicals as we've been taught. We've spent all this time being taught that it was through chemicals, and it's not. It's through what we've known if we pay attention to what goes on in the world. And so what reconnective healing does is it reconnects us. It allows us to tie into these frequencies and function at a deeper level that takes us beyond what any form of technique healing has given us, because it's no longer that we're dealing with subsets. We're dealing with the full spectrum. It doesn't have the weaknesses or the frailties. We don't have to take off our jewelry anymore, or, you know, worry about whether we're wearing a telephone that has a battery in it. Nothing interferes when we truly access the healing energy of the universe. I mean, could you imagine Mother, Father, God floating around in a cloud somewhere going, I'd really like Rebecca to have a healing, but that belt buckle, I just can't get through it. know? And yet, there we are, coming in for a healing and taking everything out of our pockets. Oop, don't want any coins in there. Could stop God, right?
There you go.
I mean, sometimes we just don't pay attention. Sometimes we really need to tune in to the fact that we can access these things ourselves. Every time we try to do something to make it more than it is, we are telling ourselves that we are bringing through less than 100%, and the answer from the universe comes back, yes, if that's what you'd like. You know, we don't sage before we put on our blue jeans and walk in clockwise circles and just simply, you know, we don't do a whole bunch of rituals before we put on our blue jeans. You know why? Because denim can't be made any more denim than it is. I think the only time we do a prayer before we put on our blue jeans is the morning after Thanksgiving.
Yeah, please let them fit.
Right? Okay. So the point is, why don't we do that? Because we know it's real. It's time for us to recognize what's real and demystify it, get rid of a lot of the rituals that reinforce a less than consciousness about this.
That is absolutely profound. That is absolutely profound. And I've always had some issues with people taking stuff out of their pocket or doing this or doing that, even in my own healing practices that I've done. You're just like validating all kinds of things for me here. And I know for other people out there, it makes perfect sense. It's very logical. And you're right, it's demystifying it. It shouldn't be something that is shrouded in mystery.
And it's shrouded in fear.
It is
part of the problem, and we don't even recognize the fears that we have. I mean, our techniques tell people, you know, shake off the negative energy from the healings. You know, don't eat in the healing room. You'll attract. Why are you shaking the negative energy off of your hands? What makes you think that an interaction of beauty and love and healing with the universe, if you're so fortunate as to have a little residue of that on you, hold on to it. You know, it's like when you wake up in the morning after you've spent the night with that special love. You know, sometimes it's nice to get the surprise when you've been in work for a few hours that there's a little bit of their scent still on you somewhere.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
But we live in fear, shaking energy off, spraying ourselves with alcohol, you know, all these things. I mean, you know what? Alcohol is going to kill the evil of the universe.
The only thing
that will rid us of the evil of the universe is the light of recognizing that evil is an illusion.
Oh, very well said. Thank you very much.
Well, the point is that darkness. Now, this is going to bother people who are invested in believing in evil and darkness, but darkness doesn't exist. If it did, you could sweep it up, put it in a paper bag, and stick it out with the trash. You know, it's simply when you shine a light on it, you see that it's not been there anyway.
Right. Exactly. It's kind of like, this is kind of a thing that I tell people. Imagine yourself that there's two rooms. In one room, it's illuminated, full of light. In the other room is dark. There's nothing in there but just darkness. No light, no nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So when you open the door, what happens? When you open the door between the room, two rooms, what happens?
The light rushes in. The darkness doesn't rush out.
Hello.
I know.
That's really a simplistic way of
putting
that.
No, that's a beautiful way, because the fact is this light can be captured, you know, seen,
yes,
altered, changed, moved, and will rush in to fill a void.
That's right.
Darkness doesn't go anywhere,
right?
Because it doesn't exist. It's just an absence of. Now, we can make things very real for us, you know, the illusions, you know, I know we've heard this before because it's overly used, but it's got value, and that's the understanding of the letters in fear, F-E-A-R, false evidence that appears real. And that's what fears are, false evidence that appears to be something real. And I'll explain this and we'll talk, and sometimes there'll be someone who says, oh, no, but I saw that entity, I felt it, I knew it was real. I'm saying, of course you had to think it was real, otherwise the word would just be fur. You know, it has to appear real. Right, because it's part of what's required in our evolution to step forward.
Right.
I mean, someone will say, oh, I know so-and-so, he's the bravest person in the world, he's not afraid to do anything. Then he's not brave. Brave is stepping through the illusion of fear to come through and find out that either you're dead and you're all right anyhow, or you've moved through that illusion and you've become more light because of it.
That's exactly right. And, you know, that's exactly right. I put fear in the category of an emotion.
It is.
That's all it is. And things that, you know, people's insecurities, rage and anger and hurt and pain and all that is fear. And it's an emotion. All those words were emotions.
Right.
They aren't actions. They aren't things. They are emotions.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I agree.
But we teach fear.
Yes.
In the healing community unintentionally and somewhat selfishly, because we teach it in ways that make us feel validated in other people's eyes, and that perpetuates it, needing external sources of validation.
Yes, I agree with that. And I've had a few teachers like that, as a matter of fact.
Uh-huh. Well, it's very common to overhear a conversation between two people involved in healing, and, you know, one person will say, I worked on Joe. When I worked on him, I got a headache. His energy was so negative. And the other one will go, I worked on him, I got a headache and a stomachache. And the first one will go, oh, well, I got a stomachache too, but I didn't want to tell you because I had diarrhea. That's diarrhea. And then the other one will go, well, you know, I got that too. I didn't want to tell you because I also threw up. I mean, it's like a, who can get sicker, because they wear the crap of taking things on, the garbage of needing, feeling the need to take on negative symptoms as a badge of being valid that they flash to people. See, I'm real. And some of them need to convince themselves that they're real so much that they actually do become sick.
Yeah, that's true. And my theory has always been, and my thought process has always been, is that if you are a healer, you are only utilizing that which is already there, which is the energy. And it's intelligent. It's your pain, your sickness, your illness, whatever it is yours. It's not mine. I'm not going to hold it. It's going to work. It's going to do its thing.
Absolutely. And you know, to all we really need to do is remind ourselves that we are light. Now, I don't mean that in a Pollyanna way, you know. We're the light, I'm light, isn't everything lovely? I don't mean that. Right now, we know, science has demonstrated and documented and measured that there is living light that is coming from our cellular DNA. We are demonstrating light, and light is an information carrier, as is energy. Energy, light, and information. And if we remind ourselves that we are light, that's all we need to do. We don't have to do any dance or ritual. Just that reminder once in a while goes, oh yeah, I remember that. I think I'll vibrate at that level. And then we vibrate at that level of light. And as we interact with others as healing facilitators, they get that we are vibrating at that level, and they go, oh yeah, I remember that. And they start to vibrate at that level. And the fact is, when you're vibrating at the level of light, anything denser than light, which is most health challenges, if it's appropriate for us, fall away.
I like that terminology, if it's appropriate for us.
And appropriate doesn't mean that we consciously recognize the appropriateness of it. Appropriate within, you know, what we're going through in the universe, on our life path.
Right, and everyone's path is different. Everyone's
purpose
is different.
That's why three people can come in with the same diagnosis and the same set of symptoms and receive three different sets of results for what's appropriate for them.
Exactly.
Thank goodness that these concepts are, you know, things that we're able to gain and learn and understand, because you can find connective healing practitioners. Now, we've trained about 30,000 people around the globe, and a large part of the training that I do is teaching and of the philosophy, because without it, it becomes a mechanical movement. The philosophy, understanding what we're doing and how things work and how not to add things in and dilute situations, is part of the consciousness, and consciousness is part of the healing process.
It is. It is. It's being awakened to the consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. I 100% agree with that. And that's 90% of anyone that's going to be a practitioner or learn. They have to be open to it, and that's the level of consciousness. Absolutely. I agree. You know, we're going to be right back, though, Dr. Pearl, because we've got some more to finish up, and we've got lots more to talk about. So you guys do not go away, and we will be right back.
For the people in our military, it's a time of sacrifice and duty. That's why all four military aid societies have joined together to form the Armed Forces Relief Trust to help military families cope with financial and medical emergencies at home. With so many serving overseas, the need is greater than ever. You can learn more and donate at www.afrtrust.org. A message from the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
At Fate Magazine, they recognize the impossible can be possible. We explore the unknown so that it can be known. From personal accounts of ghosts and UFOs to scientific examination of psychic phenomena and earth mysteries, Fate's main purpose continues to be honest reporting and open discussion of the strange and the unknown. So log on to www.fatemag.com or call 1-800-728-2730.
Close your eyes in Chicago, and you can hear the sound of zebra braying in Africa. Look hard out your window in D.C., and you can see the snow-covered peaks of the Andes. The world is that small. We are that connected. Please visit Earthshare.org and learn how the world's leading environmental groups are working together. Earthshare, one environment, one simple way to care for it all. A public service message from Earthshare and the Ed Council.
Hi, this is Rebecca. You know, it's easy to keep up with all the latest Journeys news, my upcoming guest. Just sign up to receive the Journeys newsletter. It's free, and you will never receive any junk mail. Your email is never sold or distributed. So keep up to date the easy way. Just log on to my website, journeyswithrebecca.com, and at the bottom of the main page, you'll see the box. Type in your email address, and you're done. And once a week or so, you'll receive all the latest Journeys news.
Check out Rebecca's website for the latest Journeys news and more. Log on to www.journeyswithrebecca.com.
You know, welcome back. You're all listening to Journeys with Rebecca. We're here with Dr. Eric Pearl. And I need to apologize for the opening there, Dr. Pearl. I was just kind of talking to myself.
Well, somebody's got to do it.
I know. Gosh darn it. You know, girls just want to have fun. What can I say? We've been talking to Dr. Eric Pearl. We have been talking about the reconnection, heal yourself and heal others. We know you're going to be in Kansas City, but let me just ask you just a couple of questions here. Some of the questions that I would ask before I would actually sign up to do something like this is and I really don't like this word, but I'm at a lack for a better way of saying this. What can one expect in the course of your seminars or your classes or your educational process, whatever you wish to call it?
Well, what happens is that on Friday night, and actually there'll be a couple of places that I'm doing this part. So there's a part that's pre the weekend seminar, and so I think this will be on. I'm gonna do something on Wednesday night at Communiversity there, and then we're going to do a book signing at Aquarius Books on Thursday the 1st, and on the 2nd, on a Friday, we're going to be doing a three-hour presentation, and at any of those, we're going to do our best to demonstrate some of the healings with people. I'll go over the background of how the healing evolved. We'll talk about some of the research behind it, some of the theory of it, and then, of course, we're going to take audience volunteers up to demonstrate the healing so you can see the involuntary responses that the body goes through and what kind of effects that happen, and you can see how easily and virtually instantly it can be learned. Now, for people who actually choose to become a practitioner, then you can attend the seminar on Saturday and Sunday, which will be at the Hyatt Regency there. And what we'll be doing is I will demonstrate a level of the healings from the front of the room, and then we will go on to tables. There'll be one massage table for every four people, and we'll work in groups of twos or groups of fours, and we'll go around and work with each of you at the tables, and then come back, talk about what we did, demonstrate the next level, and go back to the tables again. Now, what I do want people to understand, I want everyone listening here to understand, is do not plan to attend this seminar if you think we're all going to sit around, hold hands, om, and sing Kumbaya, My Lord. It's not my nature. I did not leave one of the largest chiropractic practices in Los Angeles to fly around from city to city and drum and say, and what do you think, and what do you think, and isn't that wonderful? There is something specific we will be teaching, and I expect those of you who choose to attend this seminar to know that it will be a focused, consistent learning experience, and you will achieve mastery by Sunday, by the end of that weekend. If it kills you, okay. Now, I will be fine to fly on to my next city. Howsoever, you do need to be focused because it is a real teaching situation. And what happens is it's not about knowledge. You do not need to study for 40 years, you know, and spend $40,000 and go 3 weeks out of a year and study with someone in the middle of the desert the history of healing and what this healer thought and that healer thought. And if you're really unfortunate, you get to learn what you're supposed to be thinking too. Knowledge changes.
Yes.
But knowingness is a state that allows you into mastery. And during the course of this weekend, you will see how what you do directly interacts with what's happening with the person on the table, and no amount of studying can let you know anything more than once you see it, because in your seeing lies your knowingness, and in that knowingness lies your mastery. And people, it's time for us to recognize that this is an ability we can access as simply as an aha. And once we have it forever. It is not something that needs to be studied. It's something that simply can be experienced because we're not doing. We're simply being the observer and the observed, and our presence is the catalyst for the healing. It's not about knowledge. It's not about what we determine. It's not about what we think. As a matter of fact, the less we consciously know about the person who comes to see us for a healing session, the better off that person is, because the less likely we are to interfere and direct that healing in some way limited by our conscious educated minds.
So it's more like a bridge.
It's a catalyst.
Right.
Our presence changes something. It's like the power of three becoming the power of one. You as the practitioner, the person who comes to see you to receive this work, and God, lover, universe, pick your word, coming together to become even more of a single, gorgeous, all-connected, functioning unit.
Unified.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Excellent. 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 I may have to rearrange my schedule so I can be part of that.
You should.
I'm serious. Well, you know, it's just phenomenal. What you've been saying is just phenomenal. It's actually very down to earth too. It, besides being phenomenal, it's down to earth. It's
you know, who are we kidding when we dress everything up in smoke and mirrors?
ourselves and unfortunately trying to dupe others into believing that as well.
Yeah, you know, whether it's intentionally or just that we don't understand it, we have to make things real to be accessible. It has to be. You know, I told you we've trained about 30,000 people around the globe on this work, and I would say about 20% of them, which is about 6,000 people, are doctors, nurses, physical therapists, medical researchers. So this is being practiced in hospitals and in private practices around the world by mainstream healthcare practitioners, as well as another 20% of the people or so are people who are master healers in the various techniques who want to evolve out of and beyond their technique. We recognizing it's time to let go of technique and access something fuller. But of course, everyone else, the majority of people, are people with no healing background in it whatsoever, because this is a human right. I believe that this is our evolution into the next level of humanity.
My sense impression is that you couldn't be any more righter. Absolutely. Before we run out of time, I want to let everyone know that on the website, that's journeyswithrebecca.com, there's live links to Dr. Eric Pearl, to the to a schedule for those of you who are listening who are in the Kansas City area. I urge you to go and check it out, see if it's something you can't arrange for, to at least be a part of something there, even if you can't take the classes, maybe come to the book signing and seminars. So that link is going to remain up there. So, you know, I look forward to meeting each and every one of you, because I will be there. Dr. Eric, you have a website, you have some books. Can you let everyone know here
Sure.
in the next minute how to get a hold of you and all that good stuff?
Okay. The website is the same as the book title, TheReconnection.com. There's a toll-free number, which is 888-374-2732. That's 888-374-2732. Technically, it spells 888 Eric Pearl, E-R-I-C-P-E-A-R-L, but really there's two extra letters, so it spells Eric P, and we don't want to tell anyone that. Now, and listen, Rebecca, for your listeners, the Friday night essence seminar that we give there, the seminar is usually a $39 fee. If they mention that they heard your show, we won't charge them.
Oh,
they can come,
excellent.
And they can bring their guests, and there won't be a fee howsoever. You know, you don't know what size the ballroom is going to be, and I don't know whether it's full or not. So I suggest that you email or call the office at that toll-free number, 888-374-2732, and let us know if you're planning on coming, so we can reserve a seat for you. Otherwise, you can take your chances and show up last minute. Just don't get upset with us if the room is full.
All right. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Journeys is always looking for informed, entertaining, and passionate guests. Email your guest suggestion to mailbag@journeyswithrebecca.com.
I know how important a dad can be. That's why my wife and I take our daughters on tour with us. Tuck them in at night, tell them stories, and sing them songs. My name's Tim McGraw, and I want to say, it doesn't take a superstar, but it takes a man to be a dad.
I don't know why they say grown men don't cry.
A message from the National Fatherhood Initiative and the Ad Council. Call 1-800-790-DADS for free helpful information.
I'd like to thank my guests tonight for sharing their wonderful information and knowledge with us. And a special thanks goes out to you, the listeners. Now, you know, the guests I have on air are given the opportunity to share their viewpoints or ideas. Now, you and I have the opportunity of choice in regards to those ideas or viewpoints. Be sure to check in next week for more enlightening educational talk and discoveries. This is Rebecca of Journeys with Rebecca. Until we meet again, where will your life's journey take you? Many blessings and good night.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others' endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning in to our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.